This news update's being brought to you by the Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. Huron County deputies responded Friday morning, February 6th, to a single vehicle crash in Seaboing Township. Happened around 9:13 a.m. on Unionville Road near Beck Road. A 56-year-old Bay City man in a 2006 black Dodge pickup was headed northeast when the driver hit an icy patch, lost control, and slid off the right side of the road. The truck struck a mailbox, causing minor damage. No injuries were reported, and the pickup was privately owned. And the Rotary Club of Bad Axe brought the community together Thursday evening for its premier fundraising event of the year, the Winter Wine Fest at the Franklin Inn. More than just a tasting event, the two-hour celebration combined wine and beer samples with gourmet hors d'oeuvres and locally crafted chocolates, creating an evening of culinary exploration in the heart of Michigan's Thumb region. A silent auction featuring donated items from area businesses added a competitive edge to the festivities, giving attendees another way to support their community while taking home unique finds. The funds raised will fuel the Rotary's ongoing community projects and local initiatives throughout Bad Axe and surrounding areas. By blending social connection with civic purpose, the Winter Wine Fest has become a fixture on the local calendar, proof that supporting your neighbors can be both enjoyable and impactful. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has reappointed a Thumb native to serve on a state board. She reappointed Kurt Karate of Seaboing to the Michigan Firefighters Training Council. As a member of that board, he will serve with other fire chiefs, overseeing continuing education, certifications, and setting training standards. He's been a firefighter for over 30 years, and during that time, he's fought firefighter throughout the state as well as nationally. Karate is the Bay City Fire Department chief. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
It's time to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. It's the best time to lease a brand new Chevrolet from Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevy Equinox LT with all-wheel drive for only $342 per month. Enjoy the comfort and performance of Evotec's leather, heated seats and wheel, power seat, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, Chevy safety assist, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and more. Or lease the only truck with best-in-class standard cargo volume, a 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with four-wheel drive for only $302 per month from the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. You get the capabilities you demand, trailering with brake controller, all-terrain tires and 20-inch aluminum wheels, and a comfort of heated seats and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, power seat, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. And while supplies last, lease a Flannery 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS with all-wheel drive, remote start, Apple CarPlay, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more for only $229 per month at
the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with more news. Following the Seattle Seahawks' victory over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 60, cities across Pacific Northwest began victory parades today. Officials report record-breaking viewership numbers and a significant boost to the local economy in the host city, fueled by a surge in tourism and hospitality spending during the championship weekend. Retailers are also seeing a spike in merchandise sales as fans rush to secure championship apparel. Analysts suggest the Super Bowl effect has provided a much-needed winter lift to consumer confidence across the United States. And Japan's Nikkei 225 index reached a historic peak today, closing at 57,650.54. The rally follows the landslide victory of Takachi, the nation's first female prime minister, whose party secured a supermajority in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Investors are responding positively to her economic reforms, which focus on tax relief and growth-oriented spending. Analysts expect her administration to maintain a loose fiscal stance to combat inflation and boost household incomes. And that's been your news, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Every February, the quiet town of Bad Axe transforms into the epicenter of one of Michigan's most powerful forces, Punchki Day.
I've been preparing for this all year. Cardio, strength, training, practicing my still have prune face in the mirror.
The Punchki migrate from the fryer to the display case in under 14 seconds. It's beautiful. I cried last year. Experts estimate Murphy's Bakery produces enough Punchki in one morning to fill a canoe.
We don't recommend canoeing in them.
I run a tactical Punchki acquisition team. We've mapped the bakery, entry points, flavor zones, escape routes. My cousin's on prune duty.
Not on my watch.
On Punchki Day, legends are born, diets are forgotten, and Paul becomes something more than a baker.
I'm just a guy with a fryer doing my part for the thumb.
This Punchki Day, witness the phenomenon at Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron, in downtown Bad Axe.
Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily, and today we make history.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.